Well, hello there. Welcome to the On to the Next podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa, and I'm so happy you are here. If you are watching this on YouTube, you already see I have a guest with me. If you are listening, everyone, I have a fun little guest with me today. Her name is Anna Dove. Hi, Anna.
Yes, hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Of course, I'm excited too. Yeah. So, everyone, Anna is my newest friend that I made, which sounds funny, but like it's true. Yeah. The power of social media.
Right? Oh my gosh, yes, 100%.
So, one of us followed each other on socials.
Yeah, I don't even remember which one, but I think I might have followed you, to be honest with you.
Cute.
I think I saw like a video that you made or I don't know.
Okay, yeah. I don't remember, but I remember seeing whatever that your feed looks so fun.
Yeah, oh, thank
and,
you.
And like super like aesthetically pleasing, and I'm like, oh, she's cute. She's like in the area. She seemed around my age.
Yeah.
So obviously, like we followed back. We stayed connected. And also, I don't know if it's you, but I really value making like female friends in this industry.
Yeah, 100%.
Because it's brutal out here, and I have so many stories of just, like, nasty men in this, like, industry that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, no one knows. We just went right into it. We didn't even discuss who you are.
Yeah, so true.
So let's first talk about who you are and what you do and all the things, and we can get into more stuff.
Yeah, definitely. So I am a freelance writer and content creator. I do a lot of, you know, writing and editing, but then also doing like videography and editing for that. So yeah, definitely an interesting industry, very like people forward. And yeah, I know what you mean. I was very, very much looking forward to finding more female friends and getting to know people in this community a little bit more, 100%.
Yeah. And so I feel like when you find a good female friend, I feel like in the industry, girls are either, like, supporting each other or, like, low-key, like, hating on each other.
Yeah, kind of, like, trying to break it down. Yeah.
Yeah, obviously that's not, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have.
It's not cute. It's not nice.
We don't have the space for that. We already have too much hate. Like, let's not do it on each other.
Exactly.
So anytime I'm like, okay, she looks great. She's, like, my age range. She's a fan. We're commenting on each other's stuff. I'm a fan of her. So let's do this. So I DM'd her, like, not even 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Right? It's, like, the fastest turnaround.
No, why do I feel like I've known you for so long? And like,
no, literally same.
We just met last week.
We literally met last week at a little like bakery.
Yeah.
It was, I felt like I was getting ready for a date. Like I was
nervous. No, same. I was like, why am I nervous right now?
No, I'm like, what do I wear? Like she's trendy. I gotta look trendy. Yeah, I have to be cute. I literally was like nervous, like waiting in the in the fucking bakery. Because I was like, wait, is this like bashful? This could be like vulnerable.
Oh my gosh, I know. It's always like, it's always a little intimidating to just be like putting yourself out there like in any way like that.
Yeah.
And I feel that.
And obviously we know what we know of each other through social media, but like we could have been like a total 180 in person.
100%. I feel like it's always so hard to see if you have like a realistic reading on somebody or if you're actually gonna like mesh well in person. It's so different sometimes.
I agree. I think that it worked out though. Like
I do too.
I didn't feel uncomfortable. Obviously, we're here.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. We like right away went into like just talking like we were besties like for years.
Yeah, like easily.
Yes, which is all we love, obviously. And then within a week, you're here on the podcast.
I know. Yay!
We love it. The quick turnaround.
100%.
Okay, so before we get more into what you do, because she also does a lot of fun traveling I want to talk about.
You do,
which is a whole other section. Yeah. But first, let's start off with asking what era you're in right now.
Okay, so I feel like this is going to sound almost basic, but I'm in my Chicago era, okay?
Oh, that's so cute.
I just moved like 2 months ago officially. I know we talked about it a little bit, but I was bouncing around between San Diego and here for like a year and a half, and back to the travel. I'm very much a travel girly. Like, it is rare for me to be in somewhere for, like, more than a couple of weeks at a time. And somehow Chicago pulled me in. Like, she got her grips. And I was like, okay. I suddenly was, like, extending my stays. And I was like, wow, okay. I want this community. I want, like, I want to ground myself a little bit more and, like, get into it. I feel like I had, like, connections in a lot of places. And, like, my foot in a lot of doors almost, but like never really like fully in where I wanted to be. And so, yeah, I mean, I've already seen like being here, I feel like I'm meeting so many people and like recognizing the same people at the same events, things like that. And yeah, the travel's not stopping. I'm going to Spain next week, but
okay,
like it's
good.
Nice to
no,
be
that's good, though.
In one place and getting like that community. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
So that's It's my era.
I love it. That's so cute. I was like, that's different, though. I haven't gotten the Chicago era. Because obviously, like, my people who've been on here, aside from one, has been from here.
Right, which makes sense. Yeah.
Like, it's cute to get other perspectives as well.
Yeah, I feel like it's interesting. Yeah, like, knowing most people are, like, from here, or I know everybody, like, because of Chicago. Mm-hmm. It's like, I definitely think of my different periods of life kind of based on that, of, like, places I'm living or, like, where I'm centered around. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting to realize, like, when I was thinking about it ahead of time a little bit, because I listened to the podcast, obviously, and I was like, okay, I'm going to get asked this. I have to have an idea.
Good. I love the preparation.
Thank you.
The little
things.
Yeah. Everything else we talk about today, like, mm-hmm. she has no idea. Obviously, no, she not gets at all. The vibe of the podcast, but, like, you don't know specific questions, so I am excited for that.
Me, too. I'm excited to, like, see where we go with it.
Me, too, because also we can, like, venture off to different things I don't even have written down, which is always fun.
I love that. Yeah.
Okay, so now let's talk about your travel life. So, yes. Your Instagram bio says you've been to 31 countries?
36,
okay.
I think.
I knew it was in the 30s. It was a lot. I knew it was in the 30s.
Not me second-guessing myself now, but I think 36, yeah.
Okay, so I need more context. Like, how did you even start that?
Yeah, no, that's such a good question. Okay, so I have, like, a typical, like, fun, at the time, single aunt that would, like, be bouncing around Europe during my childhood. And I just remember being like, oh, my God, I have to do that. Like, I have to be like her.
Aww.
And so, like, originally, that was definitely my vibe of just, like, okay, I'm going to go to Italy and, like, I'm going to get to kind of, like, the more, like, stereotypical European mm-hmm. vacation spots that you would think of. But then, yeah, when I was in high school, I did a 3-week program, like, educationally based, and then that just kind of, yeah, it spiraled me into, like, everything else. I took a graduation trip with that same aunt, so it was super Aww. Exciting. It was very, like, full circle for me. And, yeah, I ended up choosing my college on the fact that I knew I could study abroad. And so I went to the University of Alabama, and it was cute. It was a moment. It was, like, not necessarily my moment, but it gave me everything that I could have hoped for. And so in that sense, it was. So I did a program called Semester at Sea back in the fall of 2018. We actually just had our 5-year reunion, and it was in Chicago, which was so full circle for me.
Yeah.
We got to host it. It was just over a month ago. I'm a big procrastinator. I just was editing the video for it on the train on the way here. So, you know, if that tells you anything about me. But yeah, so that was 12 countries. It started in Germany, and then it was, like, around Africa, and then mostly Asia. And yeah, just, like, I know every study abroad person ever is like, it changed my life, blah, 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 but, like, okay, it did. So to be honest with you,
that
was
it.
Hugely foundational. And so the next year I studied abroad in Chile, and we got called home during the pandemic.
Okay.
So that was crazy. But again, super foundational. Like, I got to always go into these experiences knowing, like, they're is going to be a, like, deep set part of me that is not the same after this. And I think I always, like, really fed on that. I was like, knowing that you're going to go somewhere that's, like, going to change who you are. Like, you are not going to come back the same person. It's just, like, it's such a privilege.
Yeah.
And it's such a amazing thing that, yeah, so many people don't get. And so then I finished my college still during COVID. It was during the pandemic, but I basically, like, quarantined in a flat in London for the semester.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That sounds fun, though, if you have to quarantine anywhere.
No, exactly. It was, like, well worthwhile. I got a really good educational experience there that was more focused on, like, my writing and video work.
Okay.
And so it was cool. And London was, like, one of the first places that I went with my aunt that travels after high school. And so it was, like, one of those, like, very full circle, like, okay, like, I said I wanted to live here at some point, and now that I'm, like, finishing college, I get to do that, and, yeah. Then I moved to San Diego and just kept traveling and getting to go on trips, and then, like, 2 years ago, almost, one of my best friends works for United, and so, like, 2 years ago, he put me on the flight benefits. Shout out, Gleb, we love you.
Oh, that is the realest.
Like, oh my gosh, when I tell you that I look like like a nepo baby. Yeah. I'm always like, no, I'm always so telling me. People. Yeah. I'm like, okay, like I work really hard. Like, don't get it twisted. Mm-hmm. I work my ass off. But also, like, it's not like I'm, you know, having to foot the bill for all of these flights that I'm taking. And that's like how I was able to come back and forth. Like, I'm realizing now, I'm like, okay, it sounds ridiculous to be like, oh, I was coming back and forth between like San Diego and Chicago all the time. Like, no. That's just realistic. But like, anyway.
I love the, even if it's like a subtle flex, it's a flex and I love that for you.
No, it's so fun.
Also, capitalize on that while you can. Mm-hmm. You're the youngest you'll ever be. Yes. Why not take advantage of that? And when you have the perks of your bestie, like, again, that's like such an honor. Like, do your thing and own it and don't feel embarrassed to like, call, like, that's fun. Like, I'm here to celebrate that.
No, we love that. We love the support.
Yeah. That is so amazing. I mean, just with traveling alone is so many questions, but when you moved to San Diego, did you move solely alone? Or like, I know you said you had a roommate.
Yeah.
But did you know them before? Like, what was that like?
I did. It was actually a really unique situation. I was planning to move in with one of my friends from semester at sea. Mm-hmm. She was, like, from California. She'd gone to school there. And so we had been planning that. And then it turned out that my childhood best friend from when I was, like, 6 years old, she was like, okay, is there any chance that you guys want a third roommate? And so San Diego prices, immediately, yes. Yeah. Of course we do. Like, duh. And, yeah, so I ended up living with both of them. My friend Brooke and I, we shared a bedroom. Okay. And so we, like, had a twin bed on both sides of the room moment for, like a year. I was like, okay, we're doing this.
Yeah.
And then it was actually, like, the perfect balance of a roommate situation. One of us was always going somewhere. So we would be up at 4 a.m. to take each other to the airport, like, on a weekly basis. And it was such a good thing. Like, nobody was ever, like, feeling guilty or like, okay, like I don't want to ask again. And then when we all got to be together, it was like so much more exciting. So I had people, but I realized that a lot of people had like just left, like, or just graduated college when I was moving. So in my head I did envision like San Diego is where everybody's at right now. Like, I want to be there.
Okay.
And then by the time I got there, I was like, oh, I didn't think about that. Like people move on, like people like graduate and like leave. And so, yeah, it was a really solid place, but I like, I did leave it a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you still, it was like a home base, but like you still were able to move around. And like
gorgeous home base to have.
Yeah. I mean, like, definitely. Great. Yeah. And good weather whenever you would go there. So that always is a perk.
Oh yeah. Always.
I think that's just so cool. And that's really inspiring too, that you are so young and you've already done all this.
Yeah.
Like, that's really iconic for you. And then I feel like you're not going to feel like you missed out when you're older, if that makes sense.
I do agree with that. Like, I definitely have kind of a perspective of, like, I want to be responsible enough, but also, like, you're young.
Yeah.
Like, are you going to enjoy getting to do stuff more now or, like, in 30 years or something? Mm-hmm. And so...
Yeah.
It's been fun.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you, like, what advice do you have for people, for, like, people who want to travel?
Yeah.
Because I think one, well, you're 24, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're older than I am. You've been to 36-ish countries going, like, going to Spain again,
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Going to Spain again in a week. You also lived in two different, like, major cities, I feel like, or you're currently living in Chicago. So where are you from, number one?
Oh, yeah,
and
true.
Then, I know, like, I know you told me, but, like, just for everyone can understand, like, you're from somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then also, like, what advice do you have for people who are kind of looking for something different or for looking to change up their life, advice for moving, whether it's moving to a different state, different city, or in general just with traveling?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I always forget because I just say, like, oh, I moved from San Diego. So I'm from Ohio.
Okay.
I'm from Columbus. And I will say that was a big part of me not, like, moving to Chicago just, like, first thing. Yeah, it's like you said that, you know, getting to do all of the things I do young, I know that I'm not missing out. And I feel the same way about, like, the fact that I didn't move here right off the bat because, like, being from the Midwest, it's like I love this, but, like, I think I needed to come back to it,
that
like,
makes
on my own.
Sense.
And I, like, will say that I kind of apply that to everything, like, traveling, moving, doing any of it. Like, obviously, there are factors, like, cost and, like, family and just, like, being realistic. But, like, when it comes down to, like, if you have an opportunity, and like it is within your reach, like I think just doing what feels right is so important. And I think like a lot of people get hung up on the overthinking of like, okay, it's a new place, or like, okay, like I've never really traveled before, what am I supposed to do about this, or like how do I go about it? And it's like, I've realized that I also still have a little bit of that before like certain trips or before a big move. But once I'm someplace new, or once I'm in that moment, I'm like, okay, I was like meant to be here, like I was supposed to be doing this. And it's like trusting your gut, but also just like knowing that like if you have interest in something, or if you have like the desire to go out there and do more, like realistically, it's going to be such a good experience. And even if it's not like the quintessential like perfect trip or like perfect like move to a new city, you're going to learn something.
Yeah.
And so I feel like letting go a little bit of that fear of the unknown is like perfect. And like right now, I feel like I'm in a moment of like embracing the fear of staying in one place, which sounds ridiculous, but it's like
the commitment issues.
Yeah, low key.
Oh my god.
No, that's crazy, because
that's
like
what it sounds like.
It kind of it's rooted, I
think. Yeah. Deep commitment issues.
Yeah, they're there. They're there.
That's funny, not funny, but so. Valid, very valid.
Yeah.
I also think like worst case, just go back home.
No,
like,
exactly.
You're never, like, God willing, of course, like,
right.
hoping that you have the privilege to always go home if you ever need to. Like,
yeah.
Anyone, not even just you, anyone who's leaving anywhere, if you're, like, worst case, just go back to where you started and start over.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be okay. And I also, I'm someone who believes in the universe. I believe in what's meant to be will be. I believe in fate, butterfly effect, all that stuff.
Yeah, me too. So hard.
That's, like, the only reason why I'm functioning as a human.
Yeah, exactly.
So it gives me my hope and all that stuff. So 100%, like you said, like, it was really nice hearing you say, like, you know, even if you go somewhere, like, you feel like you were meant to be there, even if it wasn't the best experience ever, you still learned from it and grew from it.
Exactly.
Which I think is really important.
Yeah. I'm, like, I'm huge on that, too. I think everything happens for a reason. Like, again, even these, like, small moments that you don't think are going to be leading to anything big, like, you can, like, look, if you can look back at something that was out of your comfort zone and see, like, okay, this directly ended up leading me to something else, or, like, the understanding about myself that, like, led me to something. I think that's huge. Yeah.
No, yeah. 100%. I think my best moments of growth, my favorite parts of myself that are, like, I'm discovering has been from being out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
Which is, like, a cliche, like, you grow, you don't grow in your comfort zone, whatever. But I think, obviously, we're both in transitional periods in life, just being in our 20s.
Yeah.
And so, no matter what, I think being uncomfortable, like, is the real way to be able to find yourself and grow. And also, again, like, I think we're lucky enough to not have the pressures of, like, you know, by 23, my grandma already had 3 kids. And, like,
that was
a whole other thing. So I feel like for me, like, being able to still experience life and, like, not have those pressures, also, God willing.
like, no kidding.
Yeah, like, that also is a blessing. Like, take advantage of these moments, like, what you're doing with going everywhere and just experiencing life. And then also you make so much friends. You have a whole community, which I think is really cool and really special.
Yeah. I think about that sometimes, and I'm so grateful of just knowing that, like, there are so many countries and, like, so many places I could go and just be like, okay, I'm coming to stay. Like, I was in Amsterdam in May, and I was staying with one of my old professors and his family.
Okay.
And it was from Semester at Sea, and so we were all, like, for context, we were all on a ship, like, living together, and, like, we all spent a lot of time together. So it's not, like, a typical, like, oh, they were my teacher and, like, I'm crashing.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, we're all living in the same space.
Okay.
And so it was so cool to go get to, like, see them in their real life. And this Spain trip is actually a bunch of my friends from Chile are now teaching English there. And
oh
so
my gosh.
It's like our first little international reunion
that is
since South America. And I'm so excited to, like, dive back into the Spanish, dive back into just, like, our travel dynamic.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, it's cool. It's cool.
Do you speak other languages?
I do speak Spanish, yeah.
Okay, and is it because of traveling, or...?
It is, yeah. I studied it. Okay, I was actually one of my majors in college.
Okay.
I don't really, like, talk about it that much because I always get nervous. Like, I'll get scared to speak it, but, like, I understand it, and I, like, speak Spanish. And then, yeah, being in Chile.
Yeah.
That was helpful. They had, like, a very different kind of, like, way of speaking in dialect.
Okay.
And so, like...
You had to, like, learn again.
Yeah,
right?
Almost.
Okay. But well, that's good. I think the best way is learning, like, in the moment. Like,
exactly.
You know, physically getting the practice.
Exactly.
Well, that's good. I was going to ask you, like, wait, you've been to all these countries. Like, do you have to speak another language?
Which I, like, no, but yes.
Okay.
Like, I don't think you do at all, but even when I'm traveling, like, anywhere, I feel like I'll learn, like, at least a couple, like, major phrases or, like, little things to know. I always just feel so weird going somewhere and being, like... Like, I know they're going to speak English realistically most places,
okay.
But, like, I feel like it's so presumptuous or, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I always try, at least, to have, like, a little, like, note in my notes app of, like, okay, what do I need to,
like essentials, say to them. Like, common phrases and stuff.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And I feel like it's always, like, helpful. And I feel like it, like, lets you pick up on more, too, if you're already going in with that mindset of, like...
Okay.
It's like, yeah, what can I learn about myself, but also what can I learn about, like, this culture and about this language and, like... Yeah, it's all, like, obviously some of the time it's not as easy, or, like, a certain language might be just, like, so complicated,
mm-hmm.
but, yeah, I think that's really helpful, at least. But, yeah, even for me with Spanish, like, I spent a month in Mexico City this summer with one of my friends.
Oh, okay, cute.
Yeah, love that. It was, like, very fun. In Mexico City, I realized that I was speaking Spanish, like, so much. And that goes back to the travel thing, too, I feel like, with language. It's like, yeah, I'll get nervous or I'll be like, oh, like, yeah, I kind of speak it. But then when I'm in a situation where I'm, like, immersed, I'm like, the confidence is back. We're back in it. Like, that's how I feel taking a trip after I haven't traveled in a while. I'm like, okay, like, I know what I'm doing. Like, why am I questioning myself, you know?
Okay, well, that's really cool. And then you find yourself again in a weird way.
Yeah.
Like, because you're forced to, kind of.
Exactly,
but,
yeah.
I mean, that's good. Obviously, that's a great process, I think.
Exactly.
That's really cool. Yeah. I think, yeah, overall, like, super inspiring. It definitely makes me want to travel more.
Dude.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
And I kind of going off of this, because I know we, like, touched on this, but I was always curious of, like, what life is like in the dating world while you're traveling so much?
That is such a good question. I got dinner with a friend yesterday and she's like, she asked me, she was like, okay, until this week, when is like, she was like, when is the last time that you went on like an actual date? Like a real, like you're sitting down, like you're getting drinks or you're getting dinner, you're talking. And I was like, whoa. Like, I had to think about it, and I'm going to be honest with you, I could not come up with an answer.
Because you're busy, which
I'm like,
makes sense.
Yeah, I'm always meeting people, and, like, I feel like I'll go out with people, but it's just not in that traditional sense.
Okay.
Like, or, like, I'll know somebody that's, like, a friend of a friend,
mm-hmm.
and so we're like, oh, like, let's go, like, keep it going, or, like, let's go do something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's very interesting. Like, I'm a big fan of a nice little international moment.
Yeah.
Like...
I mean, like, I feel like I would, if I was, like, doing all the traveling, I would literally have a different, like, boy in every country.
No, yeah.
Which,
it's like,
it sounds like obnoxious as fuck, but, like,
no, but it's not. Like, how could you not?
Exactly.
Yeah. There was, like, okay, I was about to say there was such a period, like, I'm not still kind of in that moment, but, like, there was such a period, like, even until I moved, like, it does feel like a shift in my head.
Okay.
Now that I'm here. But, like, I feel like I would be meeting so many people from so many different places.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, a lot of my Instagram is people that I've met on, like, nights out in other countries that I'm, like, I'm invested in your life now, but, like, I don't know anything about you.
Okay.
That kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, like, the reverse of us, like, following each other, and then, like, I feel like we're going to be friends now.
Yeah, like, slowly getting into that phase.
Yeah.
But the other way around, you guys just kind of, like, immerse in that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then so it's, like, okay, I followed you on Instagram for, like, 3 years. Like, do you want to, like, hang out now that I'm, like, back in wherever?
Okay.
But, yeah, no, it's been a lot of, like, just bouncing around and, like, seeing who I'm going to see, like... Yeah. Again, okay, we're going back to, like, commitment.
You're like processing
accidentally.
You're like, shit, am I the problem?
No, literally. That's, like, maybe.
You're like, I see you, like, the wheels are turning. You're like, fuck.
No, they are.
Like, saying it out loud sometimes. Every person I've had on after has either texted me or have done a shift in their life since we've talked about something that I pinpointed. Like, not even, like, me calling them out. Like, they just realized, like, wait. And they're like, I feel like I'm in therapy. Like, I'm like,
processing
something about myself I didn't realize, so I say it out loud.
Yeah.
And it's just like a funny moment. And I think I do that after every episode as well. Like, I haven't had a solo episode in a few weeks now, and I won't be even after this one. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I need to talk to everyone because I'm like, I have so many things I've learned in just this past month.
Yeah.
And it's from, like, being here. And then my whole life, I'm, like, living life also thinking of, like, content for the podcast.
No, 100%.
Like, which isn't even, like, intentional. It's not vicious. It's just genuinely, like, it's on my mind 25/8. This is, like, my baby. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm like, I need new things to talk about. And I feel like it's cool experiencing those things, too, and, like, having just organic conversations, but also, like, realizing shit about yourself.
No, 100%. It's like you get into that place where, like, you're asking questions, like, they don't even have to be the right questions if it just, like, kind of, like, gets your, like, wheels turning. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, my God. I feel like I was thinking about that. I was like, you have to be thinking about your life and being like, okay, this is going on the podcast. Like,
yeah. Like, you have to. Well, yeah, there's so many things. I think I want to do an episode where one of my, like, good friends asks me questions.
Oh, I like that.
Because I realize I'm projecting myself with my own. I have the power.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm giving myself, which I think I've been pretty raw. I've been told by friends, like, I'm not bullshitting. I'm very honest to who I am, which is such a compliment to hear that. It's being projected on the camera or on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there's things I don't touch on because I'm like, that's not the topic for today.
Yeah.
And it's not just because I'm, like, hiding anything. I just, that's not the topic. Do
you
know what
I mean? Like, you have to, like, there's only a certain amount of time that we have, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So that's something I'm looking into. And I have a friend who said she'd do it. So I think that'll be, like, a fun little moment just to have, like, a reverse of what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I was just going back to, like, the dating and the traveling and everything. That just sounds like a blast. And
yes.
Okay. Like, this is, might be a weird question, but do you have, like, a certain type? Because, like, I feel like when you're in different countries, like, there's different experiences. Like, do you feel like you kind of navigate towards one type of energy or something?
Yeah, I feel like, honestly, I feel like I'm an outgoing person, okay? But I also feel like I'm very drawn to people that are, like, more outgoing than I am.
Okay.
It's, like, either somebody's going to be, like, a very high energy, like, very defined personality, or they're gonna be, like, low-key shy.
Okay, like,
and so it's like one or the other.
Okay,
yeah,
like two extremes kind of.
Yeah, basically, I guess, like, okay, that wasn't the best description.
No, you're good.
I feel like, yeah, okay, I do think I go toward the extremes of, like, somebody that's either gonna be, like, really just, like, confident and high energy, but I feel like sometimes that can also translate to, like, douchey, or, like,
well, yeah, I think, like, guys, I get it.
Typically.
Yeah.
But not always, not always. So, like, I want to be open.
Okay.
But then, like, if they're a little bit more, like, quiet or low-key, like, not, like, making you chase them, per se, but, like, just, like, you have to, like,
it's
get to know them more, like, there's a little bit less on the table. I think I like that, too.
The mystery.
The mystery, yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's like, both kinds of people. That's, like, literally just, like, the two types of people that there are. But also, like,
that's, like, what you kind of gravitate towards.
I think so. I think there's, depending on the setting, I think that's a huge thing. Is, like, where we're at, like, am I meeting you at, like, a hostel party, or is it, like, okay, like, I ran into you on the beach and, like, we started talking.
Yeah.
I think that makes a huge difference, too, of, like, what you're drawn towards at different, like, periods of time.
100%. Like, what the vibe is when you meet them. Like, if you're at a club, it maybe might be easier to like the outgoing one. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, versus, like, being more chill.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. It's so, like, it's so interesting, too, hearing, like, some of my guy friends recently talk about that, or, like, traveling, but also, like, just going up to girls at clubs like that, because they'll be like, oh my god, well, I'm not gonna do that, like, she's probably having fun, like, I don't want to, like, bother her. And I was like, oh my gosh, wait, like, that kind of flipped a switch for me too, because I was like, okay, like, if they're not gonna, like, come up to me, or, like, if, like, I'm not, like, interesting enough for them to, like, want to even, like, talk to, like, okay, maybe it's just not gonna, like, happen. But then hearing that, I was like, okay, so, like, sometimes you just, like, do need to be a little bit more, like, outgoing or, like, forward yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been thinking about that a lot of, like, okay, like, when is it my turn to, like, make the move? Like, when am I just gonna, like, like, okay, I want to do this, so, like, let me let me get into that.
Definitely, like, learned that
Yeah.
early on to being single, because I'm out, It's weird. When I was, like, fully, like, brand new out of being single, mm-hmm. I've never had more guys at once, or, like, in one night go up to me. Like, they felt my energy or something. And I know that they say, like, oh, like, how you present yourself and, like, the way, like, you're forward or whatever, you're seeking, it's clear. Mm-hmm. But it's very interesting because I remember my first night out, I'm like, I left with, like, four numbers. And I, like, was, like, thriving. And they were all, like, good, like, decent, like, people, like, candidates. I used the word prospects. Uh-huh. Like, candidates. Like, it was just, like, a fun, like, moment. And it reminded me, like, wait, like, honeybee, like, you have the whole world. Like, what are you doing fucking dilly-dallying with one kid that you knew for a few years in college? Like, come on now. Like, you know? And no beef in that sense. It just was, mm-hmm. like, where I was in life, it made sense. And then now when I was out of it, I was like, wait, there's so many more opportunity. And experiences to be had with other people, too. But I think that I've quickly got the confidence, I think because I felt the energy very early on with guys coming up to me, I, like, got the confidence to go up to them after a while. And now I would say, like, if I want to, I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't care, I'll go up to him. Like, I don't have fear. And I think it's because I also feel like at the end of the day, worst case, guys are horny. So no matter what, even if they're fucking, like, no matter what, even if they're bashful or if they don't like me, if they think I'm disgusting, no matter what, if they're horny, they will want to fuck me. I don't fuck them.
Yeah.
Because obviously, like, I know, I'm aware
of that.
But, like,
you know that there's an energy there.
But I at least know I won't be, like, rejected. Like, face to face.
They're not going to, like, laugh in your face and be like, huh?
Yeah. And then if they do, I would probably laugh to something even douchier back to them.
No, honestly, at that point.
And then it's just, like, I don't even care. Like, it's a joke at that
point. Yeah, it's like, you can hang, too. Yeah. Like, it's not like, oh, I'm nervous. Like,
yeah, exactly. And I think that's something I've learned early on. At the bare minimum, like, they're gonna at least like a girl seek them.
Yeah, it's like they like being. I've also heard that a lot from, like, people recently, just like talking about stuff. They're like, oh my god, like, it's so much hotter when, like, a girl makes the first move. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I kind of get that. Like, if you're like, you're always feeling like you have to be the one as a guy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, of course it's hot when a girl's like, wait, like, what are you doing this week? Like, or like, okay, like, do you want to go do something?
Yeah, 100%. And, like, being more assertive in that sense.
Exactly. I'm definitely, like, trying to relearn a little bit. Like, that sounds so dumb. I sound like I'm old or something, but, like, I'm trying to relearn. I was also in, like, a 5-year relationship during, like, high school, college.
Okay.
Just for a little bit of context.
Yeah.
And so that ended, like, right before I did my first big semester of study abroad.
Which,
and, like, again, no hate, but thank God.
Yeah.
Like, thank God that happened when it did. Yeah. It needed to be, like, I've been in my single era for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, single but having fun.
You're, like, thriving. It's
exactly.
Okay,
yeah. And so, like, traveling, even, like, being based out of San Diego, I was, like, I would go out with people a little bit, but I would be, like, okay, well, I don't know when I'm going to be back next. Mm-hmm. Or I would be like, okay, I am only here for 2 days and I want to see my roommates. Or, like, I would end up realizing, like, I was always prioritizing, like, my friends, which, as you should, like, I was like, I'm here for a week, I want to see you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, now that I'm in Chicago, it's, like, a different, like, relearning of, I'm like, wait, I'm, like, free next week. Like, no, like, we could hang out. Or, like, oh, like, I, like, actually have that, like, bandwidth, low-key.
Yeah.
Like, there's just, like, space again that I'm,
that,
like, okay, like, it's interesting seeing how the vibes shift so quickly. I'm like, okay.
Do you feel like when you're, are you, like, actively, like, searching, like, not searching, but are you actively, like, open to that? Like, are you on apps? Are you, like, back in, like, that realm where we're going out and stuff? Or are you kind of letting it come to you when it comes?
I think, honestly, I'm definitely still in the vibe of, like, letting it come when it comes. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have any of the apps, to be honest with you.
I don't either.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of just, like, organically meeting. I know that's, like, so not typical for a lot of people. Like,
I agree.
100%. But I just, I think that's so, like, it's such a better vibe. I'm like, okay, there is enough people. Again, like you said, there's so many people in the world. Like, I will find somebody, like, out or, like,
yeah,
it's just going to happen when it happens.
And I've noticed when I'm just doing, like, the most mundane things is when I find, like, someone will come up to me or, like, you just, like, are in a coffee shop and you kind of make eyes with someone and it's just, like, a cute little moment and it's more exciting.
Of course,
it's exciting sending a DM and throwing your phone and screaming because you're like, oh, my God, that was so embarrassing. Oh, my God. And then they respond and you're like, oh, my God, whatever. But that's also exciting. But it's a different energy. I think it's more vulnerable when you're both in front of each other and have to, like, seek one another because you don't have time to, like, think of a response. compared to like on Instagram. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
That's such a good point of like, okay, like I'm going to reach out, but then I can like ignore it for like an hour and think about like, okay, what's a good comeback or like what's a good response?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And so I think that's been a thing. And of course, I pray that my husband is someone I can be like, oh my God, we met at a Barnes and Noble and like we touched hands. And,
oh
like,
my gosh.
We smart. Yeah. Like,
it's like literally like a meet cute or whatever.
No, I literally want, yes, I want like some cringy, like, oh my God, like mom and dad, like, I don't know, like something like super like just ordinary and not like, oh yeah, like we met off of like Tinder.
Yeah.
And, like no beef. I have friends who have done it. No beef. It's just not what I want right now.
I do agree with that. Yeah, like I've seen so many success stories. Like literally like the two friends that I have that have been together for like 7-8 years, they're like my idols. I'm like, okay, if I'm in a relationship, like I want it to be like yours.
Good.
But they met on Tinder.
That's really
And I'm like,
cute.
I love that. So it's like there's obviously so much possibility, but it's like, yeah, on that front. Also, it's like not my vibe. I feel like I get like desensitized. I'll just like, I had it for a while and I would just like scroll and I was like, this isn't even like real,
it's
you know,
like
I can't like separate it. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I can imagine. I think it's also hard because it's like, of course, when you're out in the world, you know, if someone's single, you can imagine they have other people. They're maybe talking, like there's other things. But I feel like if you're actively on Tinder, or like on one of those dating apps, I just feel like, okay, how many other girls are also like DMing or message? I don't even know what.
Yeah. Like at the literal like, same time, like that's different than like, oh, like, I'm like seeing different people. It's
Yeah. It doesn't feel as organic, which obviously, I mean, I wouldn't go on Tinder to find like a boyfriend.
Yeah. No,
but
like
if it happens organically, great.
Yeah.
But I just think it's like, I don't know. I haven't been on it since being single.
Okay.
So I haven't experienced like what I really feel in terms of like being on dating apps. I do have friends who are on it, and I'll like fuck around with it with them. Like, it's obviously their profile, so I don't have the full like control, and I'm fine with it. I just think it's interesting.
Yeah.
And saying to people, I don't know. It's just not what I'm where I'm at right now.
I feel you. I just, I don't know what just made me think of this. I forgot. I was like on a different app for a little bit in San Diego, and it was like, it's new. It's a good app. Like, I would support it or whatever. But it's called Scene, though. And they, like, I found it because I went to this bar with a, like, friend that was in town. And he was like, oh, my God, like, they're casting for a dating show.
Okay.
And so we, like, went and did the whole little, like there was, like, a setup with, like, lights and, like, a camera. And we were, like, talking about ourselves, like, separately. Like, I was not going on that with him.
Okay, I got it.
But it was just, like, oh, this could be fun to do. Yeah. And, yeah, there was, like, probably, like, a, like, 8-month period where they would, like, be, like, texting. And they were, like, trying to get this, like, dating show, like, startup off the ground. Okay. But there was an app for it. And I met so many interesting people.
Interesting.
But it was, like, still the vibe of, like, I was obviously on it because of the show, and they were like, okay, like try to talk to people, like see if there's anybody you would like end up wanting to go out with once we get this started. And like even then though, I was like, this doesn't feel like real life, even like when there was like an outcome or like a direct like
next step.
Yeah like for me, I was just like, I can't like separate the like this is just like I'm just, like on my phone right now.
Yeah.
And so that's like very interesting to see too, I guess.
That is interesting.
yeah
I mean, yeah, I need someone on his show, or the show, oh my God, me, like, in my head, thinking this is a whole ass production.
Exactly.
I want someone on here who also has been, like, deep in the apps, where they, like, have horror stories, and they have stories. Because I feel like I can't touch on that, and, like, I'm cool with it. I don't need to. But same for you, like, when you say you met interesting people, like, in a good way, or just, like, just unique?
I think, like, both. Like, most people were, like, pretty, and, okay, also the people I was talking to were, like, also, like, selected slash like vetted for this potential show that like never happened.
Okay.
But so like that was different too, like they all had kind of like a cool vibe. But oh my God, even my roommate, like he will talk about his horror stories all of the time.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, girls. I'm like, I don't have any like really, thank God, but like Yeah, it's so interesting to me. And he's, like, very respectful about his stories. I'm always like, okay, what are you about to say about this girl? But he's, like, always,
like,
yeah, honestly, that would be so interesting.
I mean, I'd be down.
Listen, okay, we might have another guest coming
up. He's watching it, like, look.
Like, oh, my God, like, don't make me do that.
Yeah, I think it's so interesting because everyone has different POVs. Mm-hmm. And then now that you're back in Chicago, I'm sure you're going to feel like Chicago guys are different than, like, San Diego guys.
Oh, my God, immediately already, yeah.
Okay,
like you can tell.
What have you felt like with that?
I feel like in San Diego, there were so many people that were like, just like the California energy. I don't know. They would be like surfers or like, I talked to like a lot of like finance bros.
Okay.
Like, I think it was just like the bars we were going to. Like, we didn't really ever know where to go out in San Diego that much. Like, but yeah, everybody like had this like different air about them. I feel like, being from the Midwest, too, I can, like, I can sense a Midwest vibe.
Okay, which makes sense.
And, like, I don't know how to, like, elaborate, to be honest, but, like, if you get it, you get it. And so, like, so many people now, I'm like, okay, it's either, like, a Midwest thing or they're from, like, a different country.
Okay.
And so then I'm like, okay, well, obviously I fuck with that. Like, let's talk about it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, no, San Diego felt like very much more a kind of like capsule of like, okay, we've got Southern California and this is like where the energy is.
Like the same energy.
Yeah. Like, and here, I think like maybe it's because it's a city.
Yeah.
To be honest with you,
it's
like
a melting pot,
it's a lot more, you know, dynamic than the suburbs of San Diego are going to be.
Yes, that makes sense.
But yeah, I feel like there's a lot more people that I'm like,
like more of a vibe?
Yeah, like it's like a better energy here, actually, which I wouldn't have expected.
That's
per se.
Good, though.
But I'm into it. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
it's like not a bad thing.
Yeah, and I feel like because you said like I grew up here, so I know like what areas to go in to seek what type of people in terms
true.
Of like okay, Old Town.
Yeah.
To me, Old Town is like my age range guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're typically like either fresh out of college or they're, like, living out here from different states and they're, like, kind of more, I don't know what the word is, like, not peppy, but, like, I feel like Old Town boys are either artsy because it's by, like, Second City, which is an improv, like, acting world over there. And it's also, like, you know, by Zanies and by the comedy, like, it's by Comedy Club and it's, like, more, like, like, fun, playful, flirty vibes. So I feel like people in Old Town are more my type of people.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go out and, like, I don't even know, like, a random, like, nearby, like, suburb. I mean, I do go out in suburbs, but, like, I don't know. Like, if I go out to, like, Naperville, I feel like it's more, like, kids from that school because there's a college down there.
Oh,
so, like, if I go out to that school, I'm noticing there's either, like, full-blown adults or, like, kids that are, like, still in college out and going out in Naperville. It's, like, their college town.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not seeking for a college kid. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, it's, just, like, it's, like, just knowing the vibe and, like, knowing what you're going to get.
Yeah.
And also, I don't pick places to go intentionally to be, like, ooh, I'm going to find a finance bro, so I'm going to go to River North. Do you know what I mean?
Right. That's
but, like,
super
it's just
true.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
And I think also the age range, because for me, like, I like to stay around my age range when dating, just so I feel like to be on more of a common ground. So I wouldn't want to go somewhere and, like, get hit on by, like, a 38-year-old man. That's just not my vibe, you know?
That's fair.
So I feel like I kind of know that. And so because I know that, I know where to pick and choose, I guess.
That makes sense. I, like, obviously, again, like, not living here when I was, like, really getting acquainted with the city, I would always be going out with my friends. And I have to say, the amount of low-key, unexpected success that I've had in, like, Boys Town.
Okay.
And it's like, okay, I get that. Like, you're an ally. Like, you're here with it. And, but, like, again, I'm never looking. I'm like, I'm in Boys Town.
Yeah.
But, like, one of my friends is, like, a really big wig man.
Okay.
And I just, like, you know, I'm never even, like, okay, like, let's get into it. But, like, sometimes Boys Town just, like, happens to me. It happens to you, you know?
I need
like,
to go out there more.
You should. You should. It's I haven't been for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And I will say, like, I needed a little, like, break,
I
think.
Okay. Is it, like, a different level?
It's such a different level. Like, I won't go home before 5 a.m., like, anytime I'm there.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And, like, that was good when I was, like, here for a weekend.
Yeah.
It was good for a
going
quick little
out.
Moment.
Yeah.
And then going back to California and, like, not drinking.
Yeah, that
But
makes
now
sense.
I realize I, like, I was trying to bring the same energy.
Everyone.
And I was like, oh, I can't do this. Like, no, no, no.
Okay, that's good to know.
So, yeah, I've been into, like, a River North moment lately, too. And it is, like, you can see the difference so, so deeply. Like, I was at a club last weekend, and I, like, ended up by myself for a quick moment.
Okay.
But the amount of, like, men in this club that were actively, like, trying to, like, pull me to their groups or, like, I was like, if one more man touches me in the middle of this, like, bar at 2 a.m., like, it's, like, not the energy. I don't like that. I feel like, yeah, there's a lot more places where you can just, like, find, like, people that are cool. But I was like, I haven't had that happen in such a long time that I was like, oh, like, I need to, like, remember that is, like, a thing. Like, sometimes the audacity, it's there.
Different levels, dude. It, and it also is, like, I mean, that's a whole other fucking
episode.
That's
a different topic.
It's the audacity of men when you go out.
No,
and, like,
literally.
If you reject them, they're like, okay, bitch. I'm like, okay.
You go from, like,
to buy me a drink. Mm-hmm. Like, get out of my face. And the thing that's hard is someone like me, like, I like to, like, speak up and, like, have a voice. But I'm also scared because of how small I am. Like, someone can just fucking slap me across the face and I will literally drop to the floor. Like,
no, that's valid. So, like, unfortunately.
As in being a woman and just being, you know, just being vulnerable, like, I have to obviously, like, okay, just bite your tongue, Alyssa. Like, they just called you a bitch. You don't really care. He means nothing to you. Move on to the next. You're fine. Mm-hmm. But I feel like a normal setting would be like, dude, are you kidding me? Like, I would, like, have to call them out.
Yeah.
And, like, I got over that quickly when I realized, like, I'm not going to win in terms of, like, physical fighting.
True. And that's such an unfortunate thing to have to think about. Like, that's fucked up.
Thing.
But
I know. I need to start taking self-defense classes or something. Because I feel like I just can't. I don't know, just to have something, you know? It's, like, very scary out there sometimes.
No, it is. And, like, again, it's not even, like, you're, like, by yourself on the street. It's, like some drunk man, like, could just be, like, way over the top.
And I think also mixing in the drunk part. Like,
I think that's huge.
You don't know how people act. They can be angry drunks. They can be touchy drunks. Like, and then if I'm an angry, I'm not angry, but I get, like, more... I'm, like, a heightened version of myself drunk.
Yeah,
so, like,
same.
It can be a little bit obnoxious or a little bit more, like, I feel more, like, baddie and, like, empowered.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Probably isn't the best when you're, like, trying to, like, be cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a whole experience, but it's a whole other, like, lifetime of trying to navigate. And
I don't know
if we ever will as women, unfortunately.
That's so valid.
But I need to go out in Boys Town.
Because
I can imagine it's just more of a fun vibe. Like you said, they're at least allies.
Yeah.
So, like, you feel more comfy.
It's, like, a fun, like, dancey moment. And then, like, the drinks are cheaper.
Okay.
And then, again, like, I do feel like I'm always surprised. Like, or I'll even be like, oh, they're not about to hit on me because, like, we're in Boys Town. And then somebody will come up and I'm like, oh, wait. Okay. Like, I see you. Like,
cute.
That's a vibe.
That's
yeah.
so fun. That's, like, it's because it's unexpected. So
no,
it's
exactly.
more, like, playful when it actually works out.
It is. And that's, like, what I mean, I think. Like, the energy is just so much better. It's, like, you can vibe with it. I'm also very much, like, a heightened version of myself when I'm drunk.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, if I'm not into you, like, fully stone cold sober, I'm still not going to be like, oh, that's it. That's the vibe. Or, like, I'm not going to, like, put up with something even if I'm drunk. Like, that... I wouldn't, you know, any other time.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I feel like it's always fun to be like, okay, like, let's see where this goes when it is good, I guess.
Okay. No, that makes a lot of sense, though.
Yeah.
So, I know, I mean, if you're comfortable sharing, I want to hear about your date you went on.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay.
So, first of all, that was a few days ago, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, it was on Monday.
Yes, because we were like, in the middle of texting, and then when you were can I expose you for a second?
Yes, please do.
I was like, we were talking about this today, and then she was like, girl, low-key, I'm so drunk right now. I'll figure it out when I get home, but, like, sounds good. And I read that. I'm like, she is... the realist, like, thank you, like, that was a girl's girl moment. Like, you knew you could be comfortable to be like, girl, I'm drunk, but, like, I hear you, I see you, we'll talk tomorrow. That was so cute, and I, like, love that. You were like, I'm on a date, I'm drunk, lol. I'm like, okay, do your thing, be safe, we'll talk later.
Yeah, no, it was, like, such a cute little response too. She was like, oh, like, be safe, like, that's so cute.
Yeah, I literally smiled, like, oh my god, that's so fun. She told me she was, like, on a date, like, having fun. Okay,
yeah,
so that was I loved that. It was very pure. Yes,
thank you, thank you.
I want to know, so is this, like, your first date in Chicago?
Oh my god, yeah, I think it is, which is, like,
period.
I'm gonna be honest, like, you're setting the bar, like, it's kind of good.
Okay,
like, shout out, I guess.
I'm, like, blushing for you.
No, I know.
That's so cute.
Yeah, no, it was cute. It was, like, somebody that I've, like, mutually known for, like, a pretty long time, I guess. Like, at least a couple months, and we've like low key been trying to hang out or like get together. Like it'll be one of those things where it's like, okay, like what are you doing like right now, like tonight? Uh-huh. And it's like, okay, like I can't, or like I'm somewhere else, or it'll be like we'll talk a little bit, but then again, like it was like the not lining up of like schedules, mm-hmm. or like I didn't live here. People forget I did not live in Chicago.
Yes. Okay.
And so yeah, no, it finally like literally just like worked out because like he travels for work too.
Okay.
So like we were trying to line up our schedules, right? Like uh-huh. I obviously didn't live here at one point, and he is a pilot. Ooh, so
that's
he...
like the perfect career for you to I know. Like even entertain.
No, actually, and I was like, okay, I actually kind of love that because like not to get ahead of myself, but like yeah. even just like for hanging out, like I like the vibe of somebody that has like flight benefits or works in the airline industry yeah. or just like gets it, because like I feel like a lot of people I would tell, you know, I would be like, oh, I'm leaving again, and it's like, okay, well, I'm never gonna see you, like why are we even gonna like actually uh-huh. go out, like that's not like worth it.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, vice versa, like if I like wasn't in that world, I would be like, okay, like homie's always gone.
Yeah.
Like what am I gonna do?
Yeah.
Like
that's like a natural yeah, response,
which is valid. Yeah. And so yeah, I love meeting people that are like, okay, well, here's my schedule this month. Like, I'm going to be gone, like, these dates and these dates yeah. and these dates. And I'm like, okay, cool, because me too. Like, I like that. You can do your own thing. But then, like if we hang out again, like, okay, love that. Perfect.
And then you have different experiences to talk about. And also, exactly. I think that, again, it's been one date. We're not trying to, like,
yeah, no, exactly. Like, anything. I'm not being insane.
No. It's just, like, in life, it's just, I think, especially when dating, it's mm-hmm. good to, like, know these things young while yeah. you're seeking and while you're open to different people. Mm-hmm. So you know, like, standards and, like, what you expect from your actual person you end up with.
Yeah.
And I feel like, exactly. in this sense, if nothing else comes out of this, at least you know, mm-hmm. like, having someone who's going to support and understand your lifestyle of wanting to travel is huge.
Yeah,
like, and it just worked out that this guy is legitimate, doing like literally a pilot. That's like so funny. It's like very like
I know
a very great coincidence, by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah, it's so fun to like just get that lifestyle, and it's like you're saying, yeah, like it's just nice to see like, okay, that is definitely something that I'm realizing I do like value yeah. of, like if somebody was always like, oh my god, you're always traveling, or giving me shit about it,
yeah,
like, one, understandable, to be honest with you, but yeah. two, like I don't care.
It's not
like,
for you,
that's
then.
Not like my vibe. Yeah. Like 100%. I'm gonna keep doing what I'm gonna keep doing.
Yeah.
And so yeah.
Is he like older?
Just a couple of years. Okay. So like not really.
That's good.
Like
I
he's
feel
like
a pilot to me sounds like a grown man, like a 30-year-old.
Yeah.
Or, like, I mean, we're not too far from 30,
that's
unfortunately.
True. Oh my
but
God.
Like not to age us.
Not to
already,
like whatever, but
like I feel like that's like a different mm-hmm. level. But like
yeah.
That's cool if he's still like in the age range.
It is. Like I feel like he's like the age of like a lot of my friends too.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, 27's not that old.
Yeah, no, not at
and,
all.
And, like, in any sense.
Setting. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
no.
Not at all. I think that's, like, no. a good age.
Exactly.
Like, especially, just, I don't know, they're more put together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Like,
there's
like
a big difference
you know?
Of, like, yeah. And I will say, like, sometimes I'm surprised. Like, I know there's, like, such a, like, standard of, like, okay, like, it's always, like, an older guy, but, like, mm-hmm. I feel like I have, like, some people that I know that are, like, slightly younger than me, mm. and that's such a weird thing to me, because that's not anything that I ever thought that, like, I would be like, oh, okay, like, yeah, somebody younger.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes I'm surprised.
And, like,
that's, like, such a weird tangent to, like,
mature.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's, I've also have that. I also mm-hmm. know people who are even a year younger than me that I'm like,
yeah,
okay, dope, like, we can vibe, like, you're at least
yeah,
on
like,
the
we're
same
still,
wavelength.
Like, getting the wavelength.
Yeah, yeah. But, my biggest thing I learned was, like, no one, I will not talk to a boy in college.
No, yeah.
That's, like, I know it's literally 2 years away from me, like, age-wise. Like, it's not yeah. insane. But, like, I just can't because of where they are in life.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
That to
yeah,
me
that's
means
like
more, like,
big.
You're worrying about, like, homework and, like, parties and, like,
yeah.
That, like, to me, is, like, do that. Have fun. Meet your college girls. Like, don't mm-hmm. waste your time. It's not waste your time, but don't, like, I don't feel the need to entertain you when you have a whole life at college. And, like,
yeah.
take advantage of that before it's gone.
And that's so valid. Yeah. If somebody's in just, like, such a different space than you
yeah.
are, like, one, like, yeah, it might be fun for a minute, but, like, realistically, you're also going to end up, like, always doing something different or, like,
yeah.
being, like, occupied or yeah I feel
yeah.
like that's like a recipe for it just to be like, okay, like this is not it.
Yeah. And then
yeah.
for me, like, if you're in college, like, have fun with your college girls.
Exactly.
Make those memories, and when you graduate, when you're ready,
mm-hmm.
then do your thing. I wouldn't put that pressure on somebody.
No,
100%. Because I wouldn't want to
so
be
true.
Like 21 dating a 25-year-old. Because I would feel like I have to be, like, older for him, mm-hmm. you know?
And that's so true. It's, like, you don't want to, like, make anybody that you're with feel like they have to, like, fully just, like, I don't know, like, fit into your lifestyle, right? Or, like, fit into your life if that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, you can't force it, but also it's, like, if you're not in that place, then it's you just, have to be a little bit. Like, you have to be in a similar place.
Yeah. And I think, like, even just for the sake of your situation, like, at least, mm-hmm. of course, there's a little difference of age, but it doesn't matter. You guys are both full functioning adults.
Right, exactly. And that's true. That's true.
It doesn't matter, like, after, like, school.
This is such a good age to be at, I think, of, like, you really do have so much flexibility and, like, like, we talked about this a little bit last weekend, I remember, but, like, people are in such different phases of their life right now that, like, we can talk about this and be like, okay, like, we're, like, dating and seeing what's going on, but then, like, I have friends that are married or, like, having kids and things like that. Yeah. And so it's very interesting to see, too. It's like, okay, like, who am I going out with that's going to be also, like, looking for what I'm looking for right now? Like, I'm still, like, still running around, like, I'm chilling, I'm not concerned.
Yeah, and that's good. Yeah, you're doing your thing.
Yeah, like, I know, like, some people are like, okay, so, like, you know, what's, like, your 5-year plan? And I'm like, okay, don't ask me that. That's, like, like, I have no idea.
I don't know, have you had that yet? I know you lived a little differently, like, I've only dated people in Chicago, so I feel like they just expect, like, I'll always be here. Mm-hmm. I do travel on my own, like, with, like, for my own stuff, but, like, obviously not as often, mm-hmm. but I feel like even on, like, a second or third date, they're like, so what are you looking for? I'm like, excuse me, I'm still getting to know you. Like,
no, and that's so true.
But also, it's, like, a valid question. If they are ready for that, then, like, I'm not the person for them.
And that's valid. It's, like, it's good that you're bringing that up. Like, I feel like you also can't be, like, scared in that sense to, like, say somebody's listening to this and they're like, oh, my God, I don't want to come on too strong. It's, like, at a certain point, but also if that's, like, what you're, like, thinking about, mm-hmm. like, it's better to know that.
Yes.
100%.
Then, like, lack of better words, waste your time. Mm-hmm. And then there's going to be someone out there who's going to be like, oh, my God, I'm also looking to, like, settle down. Like, I don't want to – I'm dating to marry, and that's totally okay.
Exactly. It's, like, your different pathways that you can be on, 100%.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. That's, like, it's very interesting, though. I do like it. And I also have friends, like, who are in different states of life. Mm-hmm. And it's just cool to see, like, where everyone ends up and, of course, rooting for everyone throughout the process.
Yeah.
Just to, like, wrap up with the date. So, do you
know? Oh my gosh!
I get a lot of different fun conversations.
I know. I get so sidetracked too.
No, it's okay. I do too. So, what is your first, like, real, for lack of better words, like, not real, maybe, like, more legit date?
Oh yeah,
Chicago.
No, this was my first Chicago date.
Okay, like, what was the vibe?
It was cute. It was, like, a little bar, kind of by, like, West Town.
Okay.
We, like, met in the middle-ish, and so he, like, his roommate knew of it, I think.
Okay.
And it ended up being really cute. He was, like, joking. He was like, okay, like, if it's not, like, the vibe, we can, like, leave. Like, we can, like, go somewhere else. Like, I'm not, like, set on this. But, yeah, no, it was, like, a tiny little bar with, like, lots of string lights, which is, like, very cute and feels like this time of year for me.
Yes,
also,
totally.
I was, like, we love a little, like, calm establishment. No, I don't even know what I'm
like,
gonna say
cozy
there.
Or, like, it feels comfortable.
It was cute. And then they had, like, a patio. And so we went out there.
Cute.
And no, like, tell me why we talked for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Like, that's good. It was fun. I was like, okay, I'm into it.
That's really fun.
Yeah. So, like, it was fun. I'm realizing I do go for that kind of person. For example, where I've met them before or I'm, like, a friend of a friend or there's some sort of relationship, like, ahead of time.
And that makes sense.
And I think that's why I don't do, like, the apps as much, because I'm like, I would love to, like, have a little bit of a moment and, like, have the context about you before I'm going out with you. And that was the same thing with this. Like, we had so much to talk about because we've been following each other for months and because we have legitimate mutual friends.
Yes.
And so it's such a different vibe. And I was like, okay, that's a good thing to see is that, like, yeah, there's a reason where I have that preference of going out with people that I know. Like, I'm not going to, like, go date all my friends or anything, but...
Yeah, no, that makes sense, though, to have a common ground.
Yeah.
And the bare minimum is, like, we at least have something to talk about if things are awkward.
Exactly.
And, like, the beginning, at least.
And that's the thing. And, like, at that point, I'm like, okay, even if it's not, like, I want to go out with you again or something, like, you're realistically, like, you're going to have, like, a friend. Like, if you're...
Yes.
...getting a chance to do something and you're talking and it's good and you already know each other, like... who's to say that you can't, like, hang out or, like, meet up once in a while or, like, run into each other? And it's, like, again, like, everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. Like, you can have a good moment. And then, like, if it was a stranger, though, or somebody I was meeting for the first time, I would be, like, okay, like, it's more like either, okay, it was good or it was bad. Like, and I want, like, a second date or, like, nothing at all.
Yeah, and you might not keep that connection.
Exactly.
To be, like, a friend.
And I think that's cool. And, like, I'm really liking getting to meet more people that way here, too. It's like, okay, like, let's go out. And then, again, if worse comes to worse, like, at least I know somebody else here. You know?
Yeah. No, 100%. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. That's cute. And it's, I was going to ask you how you guys met. So that's cool to know there was like a mutual little moment for you guys. And do you feel like when you're on a date, are there like certain things you look for right away? Like green flags?
Oh, that's such a good question.
Or like, do you just kind of pick up on them like organically?
Yeah, I feel like this is such a boring answer, but I feel like I'm like a pretty like intuitive person. Okay. And so I just really always feel like I'm like picking up on whatever is going on. Like, I feel like I'm somebody that has like a big list of like green flags or icks or anything like that. Like, I think about it a lot and I'm like, okay, I feel like I know it when I see it. Like,
that's
I
fair.
Like almost can't like hold on to those things like in my own head.
Okay.
Which I guess is good because it's like also maybe that's like something for one person, not for a different one.
And then you're always open no matter what. Yeah.
But I will say, like, again, like, green flag is like asking questions. Like, I don't need to be talking about myself the whole time, but like, I've gone out with people that literally like do not let you get in a word edgewise, and I'm like if you want to talk about yourself, like, that's cool, but like, we don't have to be here. Like, we could, like, you could be doing something else.
I literally touched on that like one of my first episodes, because I was just like, I went on a date with this boy and he's like talking for like 30 minutes and he's like, so what questions do you have for me? I'm like, you just literally gave me your whole life story.
Yeah, like, is this a job interview
and
also?
Yeah, like, it was like very, it was kind of, it was very cringy. It was definitely like an ick, but I didn't know it in the moment.
Yeah.
And so I was out of it. I'm like, wait, that dude literally like, hello? Like, that was just kind of like obnoxious.
Yeah,
and
where it like hits you afterwards.
Afterward, when you like process, like, wait, I did not
like,
see
what
that.
On earth?
But like in the moment, you're like on this high and then you leave and you're like, fuck, that was actually not the vibe.
Oh my God, yeah. When you like
that's
have a situation where you're like, oh my gosh, that went so well. And then afterward, you're like, oh my God, did it.
Or like, he'll text you again and like, wait, I don't want to talk to him.
Yeah, and it's like, wait, how do I like get out of this now?
Yeah.
I feel
so,
that too.
That was just, like, I'm just curious, 'cause I feel like I can't pinpoint right now, like, what things I look for on a first date, but when it comes, I'm like, oh, yeah, that was totally the vibe. Or when it doesn't come, like, that was not the vibe.
No, I feel the same way. I feel like you just have to have, like, good banter, almost.
Yes,
like,
100%.
I feel like, obviously, like, everybody has, like, an off day, right?
Yeah.
Which is super valid. And, like, I will, too. Like, if I'm, like, low-key nervous... I was saying this yesterday. I am, like, so much less funny when I'm nervous than I am, like... Like, if I'm a little bit like, okay, like, this could be a moment, but I'm, like, not invested, I don't care, I'm, like, rolling with it, I'm, like, I feel like I have such a good energy and, like, my personality shines through, and then it's so crazy to see, like, you get a little bit nervous or it's, like, oh, my gosh, like, wait, I kind of want this to go well, and then it's, like, where's the personality, babe?
Yeah,
like,
you, like,
what happened?
Down. Yeah, I totally get it. You, like, subconsciously put pressure on it, and then it makes you feel like you're not fully yourself. So I totally understand that.
It's such an interesting concept. So, yeah, I guess, like, to that point, it's like, okay, you could just be a little bit nervous. And I feel you can tell that, though, too. Like, if somebody's, like, personality just isn't, like, what you want. Or if it's like, okay, like, we're clearly, like, just testing out the waters here.
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah.
But I think that's my biggest thing. It's just, like... Like, if it's fun or if it's a good time, like, you can just tell that it's going well, I
guess. Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Cute. Well, yeah, I mean, that's exciting. I'll be excited, later in life to hear if that goes anywhere.
We'll see,
see. Yeah, like, if you see him again or anything like that, because now that you're here.
Yeah, I know, exactly. It was like, oh, my gosh,
can.
I will be around, technically.
Oh, that's cute, though. That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, I cannot believe we literally had... over an hour of talking, which is amazing. Everything we touched on, amazing. Like,
that
I wanted to touch on, so I love that. Do you have any last words, or do you have any thoughts, any questions for me?
Yeah, honestly, just thank you so much for having me on here. Like, I'm genuinely so stoked because I have been a loyal listener to the podcast. Like,
that is so cute. I really appreciate that.
I was listening to the last one with Oaks, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, that's going to be me soon. That's exciting.
That's so cute.
So, yeah, no. It's
Well, thank you. Yeah,
it's an honor.
I'm it's so glad that this worked out, again, before you go on your trip.
Oh my gosh, yeah, perfect
timing. Safe travels, best of luck. I'm excited to see all the pics and videos and all that fun stuff. Do you want to just plug, like, your social medias, anything you want them to know about you?
Yeah. Literally every single one of my socials is AnnaDove__. My Instagram hopefully will be popping off again after Spain. I go through ebbs and flows, so we'll see.
Cute.
But, yeah. Also, quick little plug, am working on a new project. It's a rotating collection of artists, like smaller local artists, and showcasing their work. So that's called the Mana Collection. That's going to be dropping soon. Just like a little side thing. Yeah.
Is there going to be like events for that, or is it like all through social media?
Yeah, it's going to be like e-commerce based, but we're looking to do some pop-ups.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a series of like prints to start out.
Okay, great.
They're super cool. Think like disco cowboy sort of vibe.
Oh my gosh.
No, like so fun. I want them all for my house.
Wait,
like,
and I'm so excited.
Not just saying that. Like, I want them.
Okay.
And
okay,
so,
I'm of course going to be following this journey, so I will definitely support
absolutely.
In any way. Let me know.
Thank you.
Like,
oh my gosh.
Throughout the process, too. I'll share and all the stuff, too.
I love that. Yes.
That's
it's
so
a
exciting.
Very exciting moment. I almost forgot to, like, even mention that.
Oh my God. Well, I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Mana Collection, that's another another one.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, give her a follow her journey, go, you know, vicariously live through her when she's traveling, and be supportive for her future endeavors.
Yay,
thanks for being here,
oh
Anna.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being here. We are, again, at another episode of On to the Next. It has been such a fun journey. I have the link in my bio to submit questions, comments, thoughts, stories. I love the ones I'm getting so far. I definitely will spend an episode going more in depth with those, but please feel free to do so. And you know the drill, follow, like, subscribe, share, comment, review. It's like, we know this by now. I will see you when we are on to the next episode next week. Bye.